In 2 days, I turned 41 years old, and this week I just downloaded Fortnite on my phone.
You're on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an iPhone app now. I heard that Maggie Landau was really good at it on the phone. Like, really good. Which I completely believe. Maggie Landau could do anything she wants. But, so when I heard that, because our son Jack recently got a PlayStation, thanks to Trip Chin, and who sold it to me for a very reasonable price. And so he's been playing Fortnite with his friends. He's been getting good at it. And except he just died right there. I'm watching him play through the back when Thomas and I are sitting at the fire pit. And I just watched Jack die.
You know what I'm like a little sad about?
What?
It took a, like, I hope this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have fire pitted so much during this because you can safely sit far away from people. But I don't want it to be like, okay, fire pit is over now. This is awesome.
You mean when Corona ends?
Yeah.
No, I think you and I think the Coxes and the Youngers are going to be fire pitting for a long time.
Fire pit. Today, I did this thing today where every once in a while I'll like fall asleep on Maddie just to be silly, just like and like snore. I don't snore, but just really loud. And I did that and my breath came out of my nose and she was like, "Will you please not breathe on me?" It's like nose breath from a dragon. It's so hot.
Is that because you're so big? You're like 6'3" and
the air just goes from, like, it has a lot of room to warm up from my toes.
That's right.
To my nose.
That's because air comes from your toes. Well, like, I downloaded Fortnite and I played my first solo game because Tom was late to our run. And and somehow, and I didn't hide the whole time, I got second place. And then I found out later that they do skills matching. And I was like, oh. So, like, I was in a match with 100 other people that just downloaded Fortnite yesterday. Mm. That's the reason I got second place. Since then, I've gotten waxed. Gosh. Because because I got the second place. So now I'm like, anyway. Which is like, I keep doing this. Like, I'm a late adopter. I downloaded Snapchat and like all my old campaigner guys were like, "What? You downloaded it now? You trash talked it for years." Mm. Oh, so now you're Snapchatting Thomas. We wanted to Snapchat that. You for years.
I remember when I got a notification that said Lee Younger's on Snapchat. I was like, "What?"
Well, like, and here I am at almost just knocking on the door, 41 years old. I have Snapchat. I downloaded Fortnite. I'm with it.
We pretty much only Snapchat each other.
That's true. I have two streaks. You and Nora. Mm. Nora just got a smartphone. And she and I, Nora is one of my favorite human beings that's ever been made. Like,
me too.
Like,
am I allowed to say that?
I adore Nora. And I just like hanging out with her. Mm. And so I'm like, our Snapchat streak is going to be a thing of legend.
I love that. I love that. Shoot, I just swallowed down the wrong pipe, my beverage. It's so funny. Like, we will have, a lot of times you and I will have two conversations going on at once. Something like serious over text, and then like right after I send you something serious, I'll send you like a picture of my work computer and be like, "This sucks," or just like something like,
or I'll send you a screenshot from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
and but
oh my gosh, the text you sent me on my way down here,
wasn't that awesome? I was listening. So Nora and I were listening to a Paul Simon playlist tonight.
Reasons number 8,000 to love Nora.
Yeah, and so when the song Cecilia came on from Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, I immediately took a picture I took a screenshot and sent it to Thomas just to remind him of when Marshall did the Venn diagram of Breaking My Heart and Shaking My Confidence Daily, and where it overlaps is Cecilia.
this is what we call a heat check. We're about to find out if Gabby Laurent still listens, because she'll say, why are you talking about How I Met Your Mother?
That's right, because she doesn't like How I Met Your Mother. Welcome to Ancient and New. This is a Bible study podcast, and we are back around the fire pit.
Mm.
Is this like a new thing? Is this our new location or new recording location?
I think so. I think we should say Happy Friday, because this will be coming out a day late.
Oh, yeah. We're sorry. We're sorry it's a day late.
It's a day late. But just anticipation.
Yeah, we wanted to keep you guys on your toes.
Yeah, of course.
That's exactly why this is out a day late.
Right. That's exactly the reason why.
Okay, last episode you started first, so maybe I'll start first this time. Are you down with that?
Sure.
Noah's going crazy on the saxophone over there. Do you hear it? Do I hear something you don't?
No, I must be blocked out by this house.
Don't even say.
I don't hear it at all. I have fantastic hearing-ish. You
That was kind of a Mosby. You just threw something
adjacent.
That was amazing.
I have normal hearing. Your wife would point at you and say, hard of hearing.
Yeah, she totally would. And then she would do this really... She has this one really adorable laugh when she's kind of cracking on me a little bit.
She cracks on you.
So cute.
I love it when Christy cracks on you, especially when we're playing board games. When Christy gets competitive, it's one of my favorite things ever.
She is so precious.
Remember when we were at the beach and we were playing a game in the pool?
And the Sharks and Minnows game?
Never mind, I'm not going to tell the story. It was just funny. It was really funny.
What?
Christy was just like, it's your turn to get caught. And she pointed at me, but she wanted me to like sacrifice myself so one of your children would get me out because she had been doing it.
She's, wow.
Thomas, you get caught.
She didn't want to play around anymore.
No.
She wanted to go hard.
Yeah.
She does have a little competitiveness going on. I wanted to read something excessively. It's kind of like this Bible verse is like back in the day when I was in high school, VH1 and MTV used to play music videos. And this Bible verse would be the equivalent of like a song, like a music video that got overplayed. And so people forget how good it is. Like there's a reason that Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana got overplayed on MTV.
Wait,
I got a new complaint. Dude, it's been a long time since you've sung a pop song on the podcast.
Oof.
That was like a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't get the build mode. That's the thing about Fortnite. I'm watching Jack play Fortnite through the window. I'm really bad at the building part.
I am. Yes. It's so hard.
It's hard.
Have you ever watched any of the professionals do it?
I don't understand how these kids do
it.
You
need to spend 10 minutes on Twitch tomorrow.
Okay, send me a link.
I will.
Okay. So this is like the heart-shaped box of Bible verses. It's like it got super overplayed, so people got over it. But in the process of it being overplayed and becoming too popular, everybody forgot just how good it was and why it got overplayed in the first place. Philippians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. I've always loved this Bible verse, but it's been doing something really cool in me lately, which is, I don't know, like, Christy and I are constantly having conversations about, like, our kids and, like, how do you think they're doing and how do you think they're growing and how do you think their progress is going and stuff like that. And, like, so often it's so hard to see. Like, it's hard to see spiritual growth when you're watching your own kids. And you're constantly asking yourself, like, are we doing the right things? Are we, like, are we raising them the right way spiritually? Which, like, there's no, I'm convinced there's no objective truth. Because some of the strongest, most unbelievably amazing believers I know are people that had super jacked up parents, super crazy backgrounds. And then some people like have just been walking with the Lord the whole time and are just still awesome. You know, like Sally Lloyd-Jones met the Lord Jesus when she was 4 and she's loved him the whole time, you know? Whereas like some people that we know, like they were crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're amazing. So, anyway, so Christy and I are just kind of always having this conversation, which she and I are always having this conversation with like Christy Fox and other parents too. Just like, what do we do? How do we do this? And it's sometimes we don't agree on it, to be frank. And like, Christy and I come from totally different kind of parenting style backgrounds, and just spirituality and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's easy sometimes to look at our kids and go, they're nowhere. They're just American kids who love,
right.
American worldly stuff, you know, and they're nowhere. And last week I had this, I can't talk about it 'cause it's not my story to tell, but like I had this conversation with one of our kids that was so, it was so unbelievable. Like I can't believe the Lord gave me this moment. Hmm. And it was just this moment that told me like, you know what? It was like the Lord was saying to me, hey, I'm doing things that you have no idea about. And I'm not in a hurry. And I am, and I've got this. And like, what I need you to do is stop judging people and have a great hope for them. Mm. So like, I mean, you and I both, I'm talking to Thomas now, dear listener, sorry. But you and I both work with high school kids, and it's really easy to lose hope in them when they are just crazy. It's easy to just be like, they're nowhere. And then like, and then there's sometimes you just have a kid that like, they're just, they just grab your heart. Hmm. And like, you refuse to have anything but a great hope. And I love the, I love that this verse, which yeah, it's the heart-shaped box of VH1 or MTV. It's super overplayed, but like the idea that like Jesus is not like, he's not done yet. And so I need to not judge anything because the story's not over. Mm-hmm. I have a great hope about what Jesus is going to do in my kids' lives. And by the way, in my own life. Mm. And like, yeah, that may be an overplayed verse, but like it has become super dear to me, especially because of this conversation with, that I had with one of the kids.
I think the coolest thing you said in that whole thing, it's my favorite thing about the way you parent. Well, that's not true. It's just the thing that you do that I like my parents never would have said or admitted that they said to anyone, which is you said that thing about having a conversation with Christy Fox and other parents, like, what do we do? How do we do this?
And we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah. And I think that is like, as a Christian, that's like one of the best places to be in with the Lord, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm taking this a different way. I just got, wrapped up in the scripture, I just got caught up in that. I got, as soon as you said that, I was like, that's amazing. Because I think that's one of my favorite places to be in with God is just, what do I do? How do I do this?
Yeah.
And I honestly, like, when I'm at my best, I do that every day.
It's so healthy.
Yeah, just like, well, it's a new day, drinking coffee, and I'm reading the Bible. How do I do today?
Beyond that.
Yeah, like.
it's anybody's guess.
I know. It's so, like, I just think that's such a beautiful thing. And it's, that's me at my best is when I'm doing that. And it's amazing to think of you as a parent being willing to admit that out loud when you have three kids who are, you know, one's a couple of years away from being out of your house. Another's half a decade away from being out of your house. Less than that. You know, another one's 7 years away, 8 years away from being out of your house. Like you've gone a long way in this process. And to say like, what do I do? How do I do this? Like Sally Lloyd-Jones has been following Jesus since she was 4. And I bet she still has the mindset of, what do I do? How do I do this?
Yeah, you also know. In a really cool British accent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to try. But like, and I hope
Cecilia.
I'm doing that. I hope I have that mindset until I'm however old and dying, you know? Mm. What do I do? How do I do this? Because I don't ever want to assume that I have this figured out. That's where we make huge mistakes.
Here's what's so cool about where you're taking it. Is like,
finish it, Lee. Finish it.
I so think that, like, if the Lord hasn't come back and we're still alive at like age 70 or something, that like there's gonna be like I'm gonna look in the mirror and I'm gonna chuckle and I'm gonna go, I'm still nowhere near what I thought I would be by my own willpower or something like that. And yet the Lord is like, I'm going to finish what I started. Mm. Like, I'm going to get you there. Mm. You know, like, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And maybe it's a deal where it's like, the whole of my life is like a slog where I get 5%, from 0% to 5%, and then I pass away, And then he gets me to 100%. Maybe that's the deal.
Yeah.
It's like in Fortnite when you find those Slurpees and like you, and all of a sudden your shields are all the way back up. They always spill so much of it all over the place.
Yeah, I'm it's like, a just giant drink waste. Drink the whole thing. You would get 75% instead of 50%.
Exactly. Thank you. We are connecting on a new level right now.
But when I started playing that game, they didn't have that type of animation.
Oh, really?
No. No.
It's gotten better. Wow.
But even, I love that it's cartoony. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Christian Skeen's been saying that for 2 years. He's like, the coolest thing about this is they don't take it too seriously and they have cartoony things.
Mm, I like that.
Can I read now? My turn?
Carry on, dude.
I did this, so I've said this 100 times. I'm doing the 1 year Bible. Been in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I'm in 1 Samuel now.
I love that about you this year.
It's so cool.
2020 Tom.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And like, OT at this Tom. Point, I am firmly in my routine with this. So it's like, this is what I do. But, I was reading along. I usually read the Old Testament at night, and I was reading this part last night, actually. And I just kind of was like, I like did a double take. And I'm actually going to read this in the Message. Mm. And which I remember being on work crew in 2012, and a guy said, the Message is washed out crap, and it's not very serious. And I was
chill,
like,
dude.
He was like, yeah, you need to be reading the real thing. And I'm like, and at the time I was like, that probably isn't right. And now I'm like, you super weren't right,
bro.
What a jerk. But anyways, I hate that I said that out loud. It was definitely not the one person from our work crew who listens to this. So it was definitely not. It really wasn't.
You didn't call the guy out.
No, I didn't. I was too timid. But anyways, this is something that, this is cool. This is right. Like, this is titled, it's funny, like, it's funny when I like call someone's attention to the title of something because it wasn't there for a really long time. But this is Samuel's like farewell speech before Saul comes in. And it's so cool. Like he's like recounting, he almost recounts the history of the Israelites and just like, look at how much y'all have messed this thing up and like how many times you have like strayed away from God. And then he has brought you back because he loves you. And like, he has helped you because he loves you. And then he says, he's like, he's basically introducing Saul. So here's the king you wanted, the king you asked for. God has let you have your own way and given you a king. If you fear God, worship and obey him, and you don't rebel against what he tells you. Wait, sorry. I read that with the wrong inflection.
Okay.
If you fear God,
reinflect.
If you fear God, worship and obey him, and don't rebel against what he tells you. If both you and your king follow God, no problem. God will be sure to save you. But if you don't obey him and rebel against what he tells you, God or no king, you will fare no better than your fathers. And I did this thing where I was like you can kind of get in like a, you know, sometimes through some of that stuff, I get glossed over because it's just like lists of things and whatever. And then sometimes it's like, this is the coolest thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
And like,
the Old Testament's like that.
Yeah. You'll go from a thing of like, and this is so-and-so son and so-and-so son and so-and-so son. But then even in the middle of that, every once in a while, it'd be like, wait, those are dots connecting.
Yeah.
You know, like at the end of Ruth, there's this thing where it like, it kind of goes down the line and talks about how David falls into place there. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's this 4-chapter book in the Bible. And you're like, why is this in here? And right. Then you're like, wait, that's so cool. But I was reading this last night and I just was like, he understood it. Like, he understood the gospel. Fear God and love him and follow him, and he'll take care of you. And then if you don't, it's not going to work out for you. And it was just like, wait a second. We have a lot of people nowadays are like, how does this work? Why, how is God this way? How did he do these things in the Old Testament? And like, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I kind of agree with you. Like, what's that deal about having that person sawed up into bits and shipped out across the Israelite tribe? You know, it's like, I don't understand that. I just know that God is loving and just, and he's the same God as he was then. I'm just going to say, this is okay. I don't know how, but it is. And like, sometimes I feel that way. And then I hear Samuel say that thing, and it's like, that's exactly what I would say today. And you know, in 2020, to someone, if they asked me about this, I'd be like, follow Jesus, fall in love with him, fear God, walk with him. Everything's going to be okay if you do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're going to go to heaven. It's going to be great.
Right.
If you don't, it's not going to turn out well for you. You know, like, that's what I kind of sums it up. And I was just like, he got it. Like, he did. Okay. Someone then who didn't have Jesus You know, like, who wasn't walking with him and didn't have the Gospels to look back to? Or, like, you know, we're 2,000 years removed. We have the insight of Martin Luther and, like, all these historians. And, like, and it's like, well, of course we get it. And it was just like,
we have like got it. We have, like, an open book test.
Yeah. And
by the way, dude, Anna's AP test the other day, open book.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That also sucks. But that would have saved me from being the only person in the history of Oak Ridge High School to get a 1 on the AP Calc test. My teacher was like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Miss Hillis was like, sorry, Miss Math teacher, Miss Hillis was like, she was like, I've never had a 1. I've never had a 2. And I was like,
here it comes.
Right here, baby. Why are you making me take this?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You were her first ever.
I mean, your boy was in her class at 6 a.m. 3 days a week. I just didn't understand that stuff.
Just didn't get it.
No.
No.
Math's not my thing.
When my kids ask me questions about their math homework, I'm like, are you joking?
I had a...
You better call your Uncle Charlie.
We're buying a house right now, and I'm trying to get home insurance.
Yeah.
And weird thing about me, I'm a licensed insurer in the state of Tennessee. It's a career path I didn't take. You know, it didn't pan out for Big Tom. But like, I mean, I have passed tests, and I just called my insurance guy who does my car insurance, who's going to do all this bundle for me. And I was like, I need you to tell me every dollar I'm going to spend and explain it to me like I'm a 4-year-old, because I don't understand any of this.
Right.
Just please tell me. And he's like, okay, this is what this will cost. This is how much you're going to pay. It was just like, whatever. But the thing I loved about that, it was just like I was just so excited. And I also was kind of like,
What excited you about it?
It was the gospel. And it was thousands of years before Jesus. And there was foresight and someone who was just like, you know, he just devoted his life to God. And he knew it and he understood it. He understood how it worked. And I just think it's so easy for us to like write it off, like, this is like my pitch for the Old Testament, which is so funny. I'm just like, it's easy for us to say, forget that part of it. We're only going to look at this. And then there's just some beautiful people and some beautiful stories.
Right.
And then you get these threads of like, this is why this happened. And this is why this made sense. And this is why God put this in here for us.
Oh, Jay just rocked some dude. That was amazing. I'm sorry. I'm still watching Jack play Fortnite.
I'm like on the verge of tears over here.
You're doing so good. Keep going. Keep the thread.
I don't know. I just love it. I think... And I've already done the part in here at the beginning of 1 Samuel where is it Hannah or is it who has her prayer?
I love that you said my pitch for the Old Testament. Mm. That's so sweet. I just read the entire book of Isaiah and I just finished the whole catalog of the Psalms. And the richness of those texts is unbelievable. I mean, if you didn't look at them, if you didn't know them, your faith would be poorer for it.
Mm.
There are things, I mean, even as I'm saying this right now, what's happening is my mind is running through a Rolodex of like just these things that have given me hope and structure and bolstered my faith in just the reading of the book of Isaiah. And yes, you're right. There's a whole lot of like, what in the world are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, why are we going off on Moab? Like, I have no idea what's happening. And then, bam, there'll be this moment that's just like, there it is. And I love something that you said a moment ago, which was just like, that in the midst of the trash of like, the human hearts in the Old Testament, every now and then you find somebody that's like, no, I love God.
Mm.
And I want to follow him. And you guys should too.
Yeah.
And that gives me hope. I've never felt like I am one of those people.
Mm.
I feel like God has pulled me like a log out of the fire and has rescued me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been the person who did not listen to the advice of Samuel. And I've been a person who, I'm here because of the mercy of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I look at people like that, like when I pray for Tom, like this is like a, That's kind of a secret. Like, we pray for each other every Sunday morning. And when I pray for him, one of the first things that comes to my mind is the fact that, like, he has unwaveringly served Jesus for 45 years.
Yeah.
You know, or for 40 years or whatever it is. And, like, every day, even if he's had a bad day, the day started with him going, Jesus Christ, I want to give you my entire life and my entire heart. Mm-hmm. It's like, that gives me hope, mm-hmm. you know, that there's somebody like that.
Well, there's
there.
Also, like, the other thing about it is, like, right before that, Samuel is saying, like, look at what we've done. Look what the Israelites have done. Look at how many times we have, and, like, they are the worst. If you read it, you'll just be like,
the worst.
They're the worst. Like,
in the words of John Ralph.
It's just like, how many prostitutes can we have? How many? Like, it's like when we think, like, when our mind of, like, our worst definitions of sin and, like, what we were raised to believe is worse than everything else, they do it. And it's like, that's probably why we got that. It's because they're the ones doing the thing and the other really terrible thing and the other terrible thing. And, like, they are doing it. And then God just keeps pulling them out.
He just can't.
He just, like, scoops them up and, like, I'm going to put you back on dry land.
He
and
can't
it's
turn
like,
off his heart.
They're that freaking chicken from, I'm going with the chicken sidekick because I think they're the best sidekicks in all of animated comedies. But in Moana, Hey keeps stepping off the end of the boat. And Moana is just like, get back in. And God is just doing that with the Israelites and with me. That's the coolest thing. It's like, I keep stepping off the end of the freaking boat. And he's like, here, just get back in.
I literally never thought that somebody could capture the heart of the gospel with Hey from Moana.
Oh, man.
Well done. We're not going to top that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I do want to give a shout out to my friend Eric Rice because, during Corona, I've just been trying to call people and just, what is that sound?
I don't know. I heard it first. It's going record
to say. Oh, come on, man. You had to point that out. There was a really weird sound in my neighborhood. In any case, I've been trying to call people and just kind of talk, like, because we can't hang out as much. Now, and I called Eric Rice and I'm like, man, it's so good to hear your voice. And he was like, you too, except I hear your voice all the time. because he's like, yeah, cause I listen to you on podcasts and I watch the church service. But yeah, Eric was like, I hang out with you guys all the time. so shout out to Eric Rice.
Yeah.
Also, because of Eric Rice, every time Nora does something awesome, she goes, she's done it.
She's done it.
We love y'all. Thanks for listening.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been H&N Nuke.
It makes me sing and stand up tall. It makes me new that you want me, though you know it all. It's so good and true. After everything, after who I was, a whole new start. You declare me clean, wash me in your blood, a brand new heart. And I'll never get over, never get over, I'll never get over you. Lord, I'm astonished by your loving promise, I'll never get over you. It fills me up with gratitude, it makes me strong that I have your love and that I know you. Oh, that I belong. Yes, it calms my fears, answers all my doubts, and it makes me bold. You won't leave me here all alone without your hand to hold. And I'll never get over, never get over, never get over you. Lord, I'm astonished by your loving promise, I'll never get over you. hope and life till my race is run.